This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Very nice. I start off the show. I start talking. I don't have the microphone on because Charlie Weiss is here. I'm used to the Plymouth studio where... You know, Dave Harrigan, traitor. Where's he today?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're here. Just, you're fancy, you know, la-di-da. I don't need to turn on my own microphone.
Yeah.
I got Charlie, it all can you come set over
and
for me.
Can you come over and turn my mic on? I'm here in downtown Minneapolis. You know what I think is kind of funny? We're going to get to the purple and the drama. You used to make fun of me for doing the show at home a lot. Adam Carter. Speaking of words of the year. How does coat riding backstabber sound? Is that one ring a bell at all, Adam?
That was 2012.
That was 20. Well, when they said, hey, how'd you like a new gig? Chad who? Coat riding backstabber. Adam would make fun. Oh, you coming downtown? You coming downtown? So I'm here today. Where is Mr. Rosemont? Oh, that's right. He's at the mansion. You know who else used to kind of needle me a lot about not coming down here? Mr. Maple Grove. Guess where he's been doing the show a lot lately? Maple Grove. It's funny when they, you know, all of a sudden they have the equipment.
Yeah, once they get to that, you know, stage show.
Yes. All of a sudden when the Comrex is available to them, you know,
It's not so bad.
Just walking 10 feet away and doing the show that way. So, it's very interesting how the opinions of those two gentlemen have changed. I am Chad Hartman. This is Charlie Weiss. We are here until 3. Excellent guest, bottom of the hour. I can't give you all of the title of Tim Miller's story. But let's say it's rather direct about Elon Musk, the Hunter Biden reveal. How revealing was it? And I use revealing intentionally. Tim Miller, good guest. Looking forward to that conversation on the reveal. And oh, by the way, Don Trump, measured response. Let's tear up the Constitution. And he's your guy. Let's tear up the Constitution. As usual, he only cares about one person and one person only, not his family, not his country, Don Trump himself. Overrated, underrated, properly rated at 105. Here we go again. We're debating open discrimination again at the Supreme Court. Just open discrimination. You can't use my store. How are we debating this? Chip Scoggins on the purple in his spectacular story, the lengthy piece in the Star Tribune on Sunday on Red Lake Nation and a family who lost their child, a father who was completely devoted to the kids. I tweeted this out, and I mean this, as somebody consumes a fair amount of information. I think Chip on long features is as good as anyone in this country. I really mean that. And I'm biased because he's my boy, but, he's everybody's guy. If you know Chip Scoggins and you don't like Chip Scoggins, if you don't love Chip Scoggins, the problem is you. Because anybody who knows Chip Scoggins says he's my guy because Chip is that good of a guy, and he's also very talented at what he does. Driving skills also among our conversations at 2:35. Why do you watch sports? Now, I watch it because I'm a cynical, snarky member of the media, and I only care a little bit about two teams, more than a little bit. After 16 years with the Wolves, and even though it's been, by the way, it's been 16 years too. I started 24, left at 40 because of Q's health, and I'm old. That's the sad statement. Like, we'll get to the driving thing, and I saw it. People over 55, my first thought was, man, that's right. I was that 2 years ago. I care about the Wolves, and I care about ASU because I went to school there. So for me, I want the entertainment. I want a reason to consume said sporting event. If you're the most passionate fan, you want the win, but you don't want dull. You don't want boring. You want entertainment. And it doesn't mean all the time in said sport, in this case, the National Football League, it has to be scoring every play. You still can have great 17 to 14 games. I'm not suggesting the first quarter yesterday involving the Vikings and their victory over the Jets was entertaining, because it wasn't. It was a lot of pretty good defense. But as the game went along, it was dripping with drama. Cousins running over C.J. Mosley, Kirk Cousins. That wasn't Adrian Peterson, that was Kirk Cousins. They're up 20-3, and on Twitter it's which backup quarterback is going to play, and let's build things up. And the Jets, who are a pretty damn good team, and if they had a quarterback, they'd be a great team. The Jets kind of gave you the Dikembe Mutombo, said not so fast. I guess maybe they did more of the Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend. And worked their way back in the game, and what do? They work their way into the red zone over and over and over again, and they kick field goals. Our guy, G-Money, Greg Joseph with the silliest nickname ever because he's been G-Miss on the longer field goals and extra points. He makes a big field goal. We have drama on an official's call whether White gets in from the one-yard line. I think it's clear-cut he got in myself. Then the Vikings have a chance to put it away. Don't do it. Is it Braxton Berrios? Is that the shortish?
That's the name.
I mean, how many teams now have that short, smaller slot guy? Half the league?
I mean, that's been back since Wes Welker and the
I was just going to say, right? If New England Patriots had the white guys, the small white guys, now keep hope alive, it doesn't matter. You know, Vikings, maybe the Vikings need a smaller slot guy. It wasn't a great pass, but he dropped it. You have to catch that. And they go down again and have one more chance, and Cam Bynum makes the interception to seal it. I thought the Jets were going to win the game. Before the game, tweeted it out, Jets are going to win. Because the Jets are a pretty good team, and the Vikings, I felt like, were still kind of in a funk, to be honest. Destroyed by the Cowboys. Barely beat a New England's bad team. Jets are, if the Jets again had just, if the Jets had Cousins, you know, who statistically isn't as good this year, but I'll take him this year. And maybe I'm playing scoreboard too much. Even yesterday, when he was terrible early, when he still has to make a big throw or two later, he's doing that when a lot of times when he was Mr. Box Score, that didn't always happen. If the Jets had Cousins, they'd have at minimum two more wins. 9-1-score victories. Green Bay is the only convincing victory, and Green Bay's not that good. After all the one-score losses last year. So, as either observers or fans, are you loving this? Are you still intent on not buying it? Because I get that. They don't look as good as the Eagles. They're 10-2, though. Ninth time this franchise in their 62-year history has started 10-2 or better. That seems like a pretty high number, doesn't it, Charlie? I just remind you again how good Bud was.
Yeah.
Right? How good that run was. But they're winning way more games than you thought. They got the young coach. You love him afterwards when he's relatable. They got a must-watch wide receiver. The other team passes for about 400 yards every game. And maybe twice a game, the Vikings actually put learn this concept called a blitz. Ed Donatell, more stubborn than me. Not easy to say that. But he's got, I'm like, I got my system. He won't change from his system at all. Blitz, Ed. Honestly. And I keep hearing over and over again that Za'Darius Smith is injured and we can't ask much out of him. Then don't play him for a week or two. Just don't play him. Get him healthy. He's just not playing as well. Daniil Hunter is still better than the average pass rusher, but he's not the same guy he was. Their pass coverage is atrocious. And they're 10-2. So are you loving the drama, or it's killing you because it's so close? Or you're still intent on saying, I don't buy it. I don't buy what they're selling me. I say enjoy it. They're 10-2. You let me know with the City's One talk and text line. 651-461-9226. Once again, 651-461-9226. All right, so Charlie in. When Charlie's in, he always comes with the comes up with a music theme. At this point, I don't know the theme, Charlie. Go ahead and give it to me.
December 5th, 1933. That give you any clues?
December 5th.
December 5th, 1933.
Adam Carter's birthday.
Yes, but what else happened?
Were we edging towards World War
II? No, it's more of a fun one.
Oh.
It's uplifting, I would say.
Because nothing's more fun than World War bumper music.
Yeah. Well, I've done worse, so I'll say that.
No, tell me.
Last time was what, Alzheimer's Awareness Day? That wasn't exactly uplifting. Prohibition was repeated.
Oh!
These are all songs about alcohol, liquor, something along those lines.
What an incredibly stupid idea that was.
Oh, yeah.
Who was given, look it up for me, Charlie, who was given the main credit for Prohibition? Let's hunt that person. I'm sure he's still walking around right now. December 5th, 1933. Man.
It was longer than I thought. 14 years of Prohibition in this country.
I'm shocked by that. I did not think it was that long at all.
Yep. January 16th, 1919 to 1933.
Wow.
Prohibition.
All right. Is there someone who's given the main credit for saying it's over, we're done, we're no longer drinking?
I'm coming up with the Anti-Saloon League, a powerful political group.
Dead to me.
In Congress.
Dead to me, Anti-Saloon League.
But it's tough to – I mean, there were a lot of individuals, a lot of women actually, the anti-temperance movement, the Women's Christian Temperance Union among other groups that were very against it. A lot of women were very involved.
Yeah, all of them. Lose our numbers here. Charlie, if you could have one drink right now, what would you have? And we'll get to many of the texts here on the purple.
A singular drink?
Or any alcohol, anything.
Yeah.
Beer, wine, shot, drink.
You know, I'm going to go just an old-fashioned, I think. If I'm going to sit at a...
Funny. It's so funny. The last 2-3 months, when we go out... I've become kind of an old-fashioned guy.
It's just, it's a nice drink to sip.
It's a good drink.
You can have it with dinner.
It's number two for me. The good red wine is still number one. You can have one drink right now in honor of Charlie and the Tunes, December 5th, 1933, Prohibition. See ya. You can have one drink. One, it's a cold beer. It's, God, I hope it's not Chardonnay. But it's a red wine. It's a gin and tonic. It's a martini. What is your drink? On the drama. Are you enjoying the drama, or are you still hung up in, they're just not good enough? Love the Vikes, but like to see one butt-kicking game. Yeah, Green Bay's it. And that was what, 24-7, I think? That's not exactly a butt-kicker. And the funny thing in that game is, Patrick Peterson, who said this great year, Christian Watson goes right by him, drops a sure touchdown, and then Christian Watson vanished, although he's playing better now the last few weeks. And Patrick Peterson has been a stud. One of us, by the way, Andrew Volstead, U.S. Congressman from Minnesota, offered the Volstead Act to institute prohibition. Us.
One of us.
That's a local angle right there.
And I knew it.
Is that why we have the Volstead places around?
Yeah.
It's all tied to that?
It's got to be. Yeah, there's that place, in Uptown, the little speakeasy bar.
Yes, I've been there. I like it. Man, I didn't realize the local connection on that one. If they keep up at this rate, talking about the Vikings, I'll have to replace the battery on my defibrillator for the end of the season. That's the point. Fun. Zero and done in the playoffs. Calm down. Because we'll get to this later. Considering where they are at 10-2, what is success moving forward? I don't want to text on it now. We'll get to it either today, maybe with Chip, or later. But what is success? There's no signs of zero and done. Philly's better. Philly killed the Vikings. Until yesterday, I thought San Francisco was better. Now with Brock Purdy, I got to see a little more. And obviously Dallas is better. You know, Dallas and Philly didn't just beat them. They annihilated them. They are a bad 10-2 team. Or maybe they're just a team that finds a way to win constantly. The exact opposite. No, I don't think they're a great 10-2 team. And how many times do we do this? Who are they really? Who are they really? They're 12 games in, and they're 10-2. That's fairly impressive. And, of course, from a consistent texter, you took the Trump story out of context. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I read right from True Social what Don had to say. Other drinks. Bartles and James wine cooler. No, thank you. A nice age sipping rum on ice. Where are you at with rum, Charlie? I'm just okay. I don't think I've had rum enough to appreciate. When I do, I like it. It's not near the top of my list.
I like all those sugar cane fermented liquors. Cachaça, I've had a few times. Oh. That's great.
La-di-da.
Yeah.
Cachaça. Gin martini, hold the drama. The martini doesn't do it for me, Charlie. I'm surrounded by people who love the martini. Carla, we go to not quite a hole-in-the-wall place recently, but a very casual place. She orders the martini. I'm like, not sure this is the martini place.
There are places for martinis.
Yeah.
There is a time and a place for a martini. I almost never encounter it. Almost never.
Ooh, look at that. I was trying to grab the glasses for an effect and then banged it off part of the microphone. I'm a radio professional. I can't read all the headline from Tim Miller. I'll try here. No, you do not have a constitutional right to post Hunter Biden's you-know-what pick on Twitter. Tim Miller on Elon Musk, Hunter Biden, Donald Trump, and everything tied to this story. Tim Miller when we come back on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.